You're listening to SBS News.
From personal care workers to chefs and cleaners, aged care staff across the country are fighting for higher pay. Mark Castillo, a chef with 20 years' experience in the aged care industry, says many residents have complex needs.
Aged care in every level, in every job, is an incredibly challenging and undervalued job. You have to meet a lot of special requirements for lots of people, lots of vulnerable old people. It's actually a highly skilled job, but it's paid as if it was a menial job.
Entry-level care workers are paid about $21 an hour, according to the National Health Services Union. It's calling for the Fair Work Commission to increase wages by 25% above the award. The organisation's president, Gerard Hayes, explains.
Over many years, we've seen people in aged care not getting the dignity that they deserve. So what we're doing today is making a statement. A 25% wage increase is what aged care workers need to be able to give that dignity, respect and care to the people who put us in the position we're in today. This is not just an industrial and legal issue. This is a moral and a social issue.
Dozens of witnesses are expected to give evidence at the hearing, including unions, employees and aged care providers. Maurice Blackburn lawyer Alex Grayson is representing the Health Service Union.
So since November 2020, over 100 statements have been filed in this matter, and we've had a significant number of submissions from employers in support of the HSU's application. And that's really important.
The Fair Work Commission was told little had been done to enact the 148 recommendations from the recent Aged Care Royal Commission. In its submission, the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation said there are many aged care nurses who have left the aged care sector because the crisis has simply become too much to bear. It's no coincidence that this work, predominantly done by women, has been historically undervalued. Ms Grayson says it's time that changed.
Anybody who works in aged care will get an increase out of this application if we are successful, and that will be incredibly meaningful at a time where this industry needs 110,000 workers by 2030 just to keep on providing the aged care that is currently provided.
The hearing follows a series of strikes earlier this month in New South Wales, which saw thousands of health workers walk off the job demanding better pay and conditions. Labor has promised a nurse in every aged care provider 24 hours a day if it wins the general election. In January, the Coalition announced a one-off $800 bonus for aged care workers and said it would boost the number of home care packages. The hearing will wrap up in July, with a decision not expected to be made until next year. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.